This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Jeff Vandermeer is a science fiction author, I guess, because he's also a fantasy and horror author, and by the way, a literary fiction writer as well. All of those tendencies feature in his new work, The Southern Reach Trilogy, three brisk novels about a clandestine government agency whose mission is to investigate Area X, a piece of Florida that has been invaded by some otherworldly force. The second novel in the trilogy, Authority, is just about to come out, and the first, Annihilation, follows an expedition of four scientists, all of them women, into Area X. Vandermeer says the premise came to him in a dream.
So I was walking down this tunnel into the earth and seeing these kind of letters on the wall that were or words that were written in some kind of living material. And I came to a point where I knew I was going to see whatever was writing them because the words were getting fresher, so to speak. And at that point, my writer brain, I think, basically decided to airlift me out. And I woke up and I wrote down the words on the wall and also what I just experienced. And if I had seen what was there, I probably wouldn't have started writing in the morning when I woke up again.
Do you always dream as vividly and specifically as this?
I do, but most of the time, it doesn't lead to story. If I don't eventually come to an understanding of a character and what that character wants and where they're going and other details, then it's just a dream that might be possibly entertaining to tell to a friend and maybe not.
Yeah. Well, and saying, I had a dream and then I decided to write a novel about it, sounds like one of those things that would-be writers come up to you at events and say.
Sure, absolutely. And it could have easily have come to me from a newspaper clipping or anything else because you get into this state where whatever, you know, certain things kind of interconnect and layer on each other. So the conscious impulse was that for a long time I've been wanting to write about Florida in some way or that kind of southern wilderness. And so the conscious prompt was that. And then this other thing kind of connected with it. And then the character of the biologist came into my mind.
Florida, where you live,
yes.
I want to mention. You persuaded a rock band, Murder by Death, to write music based on one of your earlier books called Finch. Before I have you read a little bit from Annihilation, is there some band you'd like us to play under the passage?
Well, there is actually a great song by Murder by Death that kind of fits some of this. But there's also, I have to say, all of the Tindersticks movie music and most of Mogwa's music I was listening to while I was writing this stuff. So,
well, let's go with Murder by Death since you guys have some history. If you could read from near the beginning when the team of scientists have entered this mysterious tower for the first time and they see the weird gunk growing on the walls.
All right. Don't touch it, whatever it is, the anthropologist warned. I nodded, but I was too enthralled with the discovery. If I'd had the impulse to touch the words on the wall, I would not have been able to stop myself. In as calm a voice as I could manage, aware of the importance of that moment, I read from the beginning aloud. Where lies the strangling fruit that came from the hand of the sinner, I shall bring forth the seeds of the dead to share with the worms that then the darkness took it.
That is Jeff Vandermeer reading from his novel Annihilation. I don't think it's a huge spoiler to say that the tower ends up being a living thing with all sorts of fungi and moss and spores. Do you dream about fungi or has this been a long-term fixation? You write a lot about it.
I think it's actually a fairly small component of this book and not at all in the second, but it has been a preoccupation in the past just because, again, you know, some people have kind of mentioned literary influences for this book, and in actual fact, I think more of the natural world is in this book than literary influences. And so, you know, I study a lot of I'm kind of an amateur biologist in a way, and I study a lot of this stuff, and you find out facts and information that just kind of blow your mind as to the diversity and complexity and beauty of the world that we have around us that we maybe sometimes don't recognize.
So does it make you sort of PETA-ish about eating mushrooms now?
No. Fruiting bodies are perfectly fine.
In Annihilation, as you say, there's lots of descriptions of the Area X landscape, and you wanted to write about it and this part of Florida where you live because, oh, this eco-apocalyptic novel I have in mind would work really well here where I live?
No, it's actually just – it kind of came naturally to me. Once I had the character of the biologist down and an idea of who she was and then the other characters, there's this 14-mile hike I do out at St. Mark's Wildlife Refuge. And it's kind of like when you know somebody –
That's a serious hike.
It's a serious hike. It is. It's one of those things where you wind up jumping over alligators and being charged by wild boars and
cool.
all kinds of stuff. But the thing there is just simply that just like when you – take somebody that you know and you use them as the basis for a character. The same thing is sometimes true of a setting. And so it is transformed. It is accurate to some degree, but it's definitely kind of one degree separated from the reality of the place.
And maybe you'll be good for tourism now and people will come to
right,
find
there'll be,
these
there'll
horrible
be Southern
things.
Reach, Southern Reach tours in St. Mark's.
And your biologist character, who's the main character, is with the psychologist, the anthropologist, the surveyor. Why no names?
Well, there's a practical reason that the Southern Reach, the secret agency sending in these expeditions, does that. And that's because the first expeditions that use names as opposed to functions, that use modern technology like smartphones and whatnot, came to horrible, horrible ends. And it seemed like those that names and also certain forms of communication were very easily exploited by whatever's there. And so there is that aspect. But then also, without the names, they kind of are subsumed by the landscape a little bit more. You have to interpret them more by their actions, their words, their interactions, and I found that very interesting.
It also it seems artier and more literary too.
I don't know that I really thought about that. I'm not really that calculating in that way.
I'm sure not. But why four women? All these main characters are women.
It came to me as four women, and then I just decided not to change it because there are certain things you just don't change. That you keep working with. And then after a while, I just thought it was kind of cool that there were four women and I just went with it.
You are setting up a lot of things in this not long book. we by the end, there's a lot of known unknowns and it seems like probably even more unknown unknowns. At the end of the next two, will everything be clear and all loose ends tied up?
That's a very good question. I think Authority, which is kind of an exploration or expedition into the Southern Reach, the secret agency, just like Annihilation is an expedition to Area X, will show how it's possible to reconcile some of those things because this is a very paranoid agency. It isn't sharing a whole lot of information and sometimes for what it feels are good reasons. So the answer is yes, you will get the answers that you need and you want. I don't know that all the characters will ever find out everything because I
– That's who cares about the characters?
Exactly, yeah. Who cares about what they know or don't know? But yes, readers will be, I think, satisfied. But I also do like to leave some ambiguity in things just as in life. We don't ever find out everything.
I'd like to have you read some more if you would. At a certain point in Annihilation, we know there have been earlier expeditions to Area X and that our biologist husband was on one of them. She ends up finding this journal that he'd kept. If you could read from that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll score it again with a little more music from the band Murder by Death.
Instead, the same habitat confronted them day after day. We're heading north, I believe, he wrote, but even though we cover a good 15 to 20 miles by nightfall, nothing has changed. It is all the same. Although he also was quite emphatic that he did not mean that they were somehow caught in a strange recurring loop, yet he knew that, by all rights, we should have encountered the border by now. Indeed, they were well into an expanse of what he called the Southern Reach that had not yet been charted, quote, that we had been encouraged by the vagueness of our superiors to assume existed back beyond the border. I, too, knew that Area X ended abruptly not far past the lighthouse. How did I know this? Our superiors had told us during training. So, in fact, I knew nothing at all.
Jeff Vandermeer reading from his novel Annihilation. It seems to me as if in the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years, that the ghettos that existed for most of the 20th century between here's science fiction in its little ghetto, here's mm-hmm. fantasy in its little... Those borderlands are breaking down and that like good stories are good stories and literary authors are doing fantasy and science fiction. Does that feel that way to you?
It does. It feels like it first came about because of pop culture and kind of a certain commodification, which was actually like a step back. And then it became something where Margaret Atwood and a few others.
You mean the Star Wars?
Yeah, I actually
thing?
Think that was yeah. a step back because it became reflected in the literature a little bit. And it became harder to do something that if you had influences that right. were like Kafka, that you could get away with it within those imprints. But now, like you said, the borders are kind of breaking down. For me, where I always have felt like I have a foot in both camps and belong to neither in a way. It's both interesting and just kind of the way I operate anyway.
It does seem like the camps that still exist are science fiction versus fantasy among writers and readers. You are straddling both.
Right. Well, I mean, and even in the second novel, Authority, I thought, how do I write a supernatural novel that isn't supernatural? And so there's all kinds of things going on. I just pretty much ignore labels as much as I humanly can.
And how do the members of each reader community regard you, as some kind of weird crossbreed trying to have it both ways?
Or? No, I don't think so. I think they each take from it what they see.
Well, since you so carefully consider what music should accompany your work, is there a song before I let you go that we should play you out on?
Wow, that's a tough one.
The Jeff Vandermeer anthem.
My gosh, I'm not. I think something from 3 Mile Pilot. I think there's a song with C in the title on one of their albums, and that's a good one.
We'll find it, Jeff Vandermeer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jeff Vandermeer is the author of the Southern Reach trilogy. The first installment, Annihilation, is out right now, and the second book, Authority, will be out in May.